This reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Before the world began, there was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
All things were made through him. Nothing was made without him.
In him there was life. That life was light for the people of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered the light.
Well, great, thank you to our readers there. That was brilliantly done, thank you. And just before we get to the main event of lighting our Christingles, you may think the main event is eating the sweets, but it is not. It is lighting the candles. Before we get to that, we're just going to have a little think about what that Bible reading actually means. Now, one of the things about Christingle is it does teach us patience, because we've had sweets in our hands for a very long time now and not being allowed to eat them. But just think how good it'll be when that moment does come. It'll be worth the wait. So hold on to them for the moment, and let's just think about what it tells us and what we're here for. So I want us to think just for a minute about whether you've ever been somewhere that is really, properly, completely dark. Have you ever been anywhere where there is absolutely no light at all? It doesn't happen to us very often, because there are so many things in our world that give out light. Now, I am going to ask Tanya. Tanya's hopefully ready, because we're going to just switch out the lights in church just for a moment, I know. So, and what I want you to do is just quietly have a look around and see how many sources of light you can see in the building, even without the lights on. How many things can you see that give out light? And I'm going to say now, we count the Christmas tree as one, okay? We're not counting all the bulbs on the Christmas tree. That's one, okay? How many can you see? Okay, so if we can have the lights back on again, that was just a very brief moment without them. Now, even without lights, it wasn't completely dark in here, was it? How many people got more than 10 sources of light? Yeah, quite a few. Anyone count more than 20? Yeah, were you cheating and counting the Christmas tree as 300? No? Okay. How many did you get, John? 31. Excellent. Okay. Now, the thing with that is that some of the things I saw when the lights were off, when it was dark, were actually harder to see now that the lights are on. It's easier to see the light when it's dark. Now, that Bible reading that Henry and Rory and Rufus read for us a minute ago is often read in our carol services. It's often read at Christmas. Just like our Christingles, it's all about Jesus. And actually, it talks about a lot of the same things that our Christingles talk about. So, hold your Christingle in your hand. Have a good look at it. Have a good look. You might notice I ended up with two bits of ribbon. One is still around my candle. Whatever. And let's think about what that Bible passage said. It said that Jesus is a creator. Did you notice that bit in the reading? It said nothing was made without him. That's like the orange. Jesus is life. In him there was life, said the reading. That's like the sweets. All the good things that God gives us, all the good things he gave for us. And it also used a really strange image saying Jesus is the Word. That one's a bit more complicated. You're going to have to trust me a little bit here. But the person who wrote that book of the Bible goes on to talk about the Word as Jesus. We can see that it's about Jesus loving us enough to die for us. The ribbon is red. Red represents blood. It also represents love. The love that Jesus has for all of us, wrapping itself all around the world. And then we have the image of light. The light that shines in the darkness.
And we don't often experience complete darkness in a physical sense. As we've said, then seen in this building, there are loads and loads of things that help stop that happening in our world. But as Sarah said, sometimes the world feels dark anyway. We might worry about things we hear about happening in the news. It's quite easy to worry about that at the moment. We might worry about things happening in our own lives. We might feel fear, anxiety, stress, or sadness. That is a kind of darkness. But the Bible said in that passage that amazing thing. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. This Christingle that you're holding in your hand, all of the symbols in here, remind us that however dark our world may feel, Christmas is all about light. It's all about Jesus coming to bring us light. It doesn't say we'll never feel darkness again, but it does say that the light is stronger than the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. So in just a little moment, we're going to sing another song. So if the band wants to start coming up, say that you're ready in just a moment. And after we've sung it, that's when we get to light our Christingle candles. But while we sing this next song, keep holding this Christingle in your hand. Feel it in your hands as you sing. And think about how the words of the song, which are very similar to the words of the Bible passage, link in to what you're holding. Perhaps you might think about darkness you're experiencing, and how Jesus can be the light that shines in that darkness. Or perhaps you might be thinking about people you know who are experiencing darkness, and how you might be able to help them find the light of Jesus this Christmas. So if you're able, do stand up as we sing, because the light that shines for everyone has come into the world.